We share a website called Our World, which keeps track of what everybody does. You log your hours after you make an exchange with somebody, and then when you're ready to spend, then you have a record of that, of everything you've done. And using the internet and this website to do these kinds of exchanges makes everything go so smoothly and very well.
The neighbors helping neighbors is a great concept, but we are actually expanding on it in a way that makes it even more powerful, because when in the old days where it was neighbors helping neighbors, it involved reciprocity, what I can do for you and what you can do for me, and that kept things even. In our system, it's much more of the community supporting itself. I do something for one member and can receive from a totally different member. And so in that way, the whole community is participating in that neighbor helping neighbor and makes the concept that much more powerful.
And then I suppose it makes it even more widely available, the services that you can actually get.
What's available, and also the whole community can, you can find a recipient for what you have to offer within the whole community. So it's not just finding that one person that your key matches their lock.
Under our current economic system, people's skills are valued at different rates. And so maybe an attorney would have a certain amount of value put on an hour of his service compared to a babysitter and an hour on their service. Do you have the same model here, or is an hour of somebody's time equal to an hour of somebody else's time, regardless of what service they're providing?
The hours are all equal. Everybody's service is equal.
One of our core values is that everyone has something to contribute. And this is a way of putting that value into practice.
So if I could use the term, maybe currency, is the currency within the time bank an hour? Is that how you log it? I provide an hour of service to somebody and then I get a credit for an hour of somebody else's service?
That's exactly it. And we call one credit a time dollar, and that's 1 hour of service.
How many people are involved locally? And we'll talk about maybe how big this movement is nationally or internationally. How many people in the time bank Boulder?
Currently 118, but we have been around for a long time. People join, they drop out, they move away. And so this number of 118 is just a snapshot of what we have now. Many hundreds more have passed through the time bank.
And how long would a time dollar be valid for? Is there an expiration date? Are they transferable to, if you were to move outside of this community and maybe went somewhere else where there's another time bank? Are you connected in that way?
Absolutely. There is no expiration date as long as you're a member of the organization. And there is a network of, in the Our World system, which we're a member of at least 707 other communities around the world and in the United States. So if you move, you can often take your time dollars with you, or you can give them to someone else in the time bank.
Give us an example of how all this plays out in the real world and how people in the time bank Boulder are exchanging hours of service in this way.
I'll give you an example that I'm very familiar with, because it was an exchange that I did recently. There's a nonprofit called Natural Highs, which is an organization that helps kids find activities that are alternatives to drugs and substances. And I spoke to the executive director, who asked for help, and we had coffee, and she said what she needs is some technological support for her organization. She wants to be able to track attendance, to be accountable to her funders. And so I, for time dollars, I wrote her a mobile app so that she could put on her phone or tablet and pass out at her events and get kids to sign in and track attendance for her. And I did this for time dollars.
So what service then might you cash in now that you have some time dollars? What mm-hmm. kind of services could you then avail of?
I'm getting some Spanish lessons in the past. I've gotten nutritional coaching. I've gotten my office reorganized. I've gotten some accounting and financial advice. and help with starting a new business.
And what is the impetus behind all of this? I mean, why have this kind of system in place when we already have a functioning, although some people mightn't say it's very functioning for everyone, but we have a system in place right now where you have actual dollars that you can buy services for. What was the original impetus behind a time bank?
Well, I think there's probably many different reasons to do this. And one of them is to build community, to have people know each other and form relationships. And also for people who don't maybe do so well in the cash economy to be able to expand their realm, stretch their dollars further. For other people, it's a real great service opportunity because people can volunteer for other people according to when they have free time and help other people who might need it in our community.
At the foundation of my involvement in Time Bank is about values and the value of everyone has something to contribute. Everyone has a way of being valuable to each other. And Time Banks is an opportunity to allow that to be expressed in one way. I do feel like, as you hinted at, our economy doesn't serve everyone equally. And I feel Time Banks is a great way of leveling that and providing a valuable service for people that are rich in some ways, but maybe not in terms of the capital available discretionary spending.
What services do you currently have right now in the Time Bank? Like, so if you sign up, do you kind of list the things that you can do? Is that how it works?
Exactly. You create a little profile on the website and put your information about a little bit about who you are. And then you put down the things that you would like to do for other people. And then you list the requests, the things that you'd like people to do for you.
And you can also search for what's being offered. So that would be a way to figure out what's available.
You mentioned language learning.
Language learning. I've taken Spanish classes and we have a Spanish conversation group, for example.
Transportation, driving and errands, help in the home, such as organization. That one's always very popular. Writing and editing skills, computer help, moving help, you know, packing and moving and then unpacking.
I know you have to be 18 or older to join. Are there other restrictions or really is this open to everyone?
It's open to everyone and we do the best we can to prevent barriers from people coming in. So let's say, somebody has some kind of issue or we just try to work with everybody because we want as many people as possible to be involved.